Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Tuesday, 26th May 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. So, Lee, what have been the main developments in the FX market over the past week?
I think over the past week, what we've seen is that the kind of traditional safe haven currencies such as the yen, Swiss franc and US dollar, those have underperformed. And really, that's kind of an extension of the trends that we've seen really since March, once the kind of policymakers reacted to the crisis and put in place significant policy stimulus. That has allowed those like safe haven currencies to reverse the gains that they saw. And in particular, over the past week, we've seen kind of dollar weakness that has certainly kind of broadened out even further. And we've seen the kind of hardest hit emerging market currencies, such as the Mexican peso, South African rand, and also the Brazilian real. It's been notable that those currencies have also staged impressive rebounds over the past week. So we think this is kind of reflecting the fact that market participants are continuing to be in kind of risk-seeking mode right now. Obviously encouraged by further evidence that the lockdown measures have proved effective at suppressing the spread of COVID-19, especially in developed economies. And that is allowing those economies to increasingly reopen, which should allow the global economy to start to rebound going forward. And as we've seen as well, there's also building optimism over the desire to try and find an effective vaccine for COVID-19. That's the kind of holy grail right now for financial markets. And obviously, if we were to find such a vaccine, that would allow the global economy to return to normal more quickly than feared. So that kind of optimism, understandably, is helping to lift risk assets right now. And I think for now, markets are willing to kind of look through the potential downside risks ahead, from the risk of a second wave, and even as we've seen in recent weeks, evidence of building tensions between the US and China. So those downside risks are kind of largely being looked through for now, and we're still seeing kind of the global economy as on an improving trend going forward. So taking that all into consideration, we feel that the recent developments have certainly made us turn more neutral on the outlook for the dollar. Although we're still kind of signaling that we still feel that there are downside risks in place going forward. Equity markets at current levels still look elevated, and there is a risk of a correction going forward.
And do you think that it, you know, we're seeing a turning point for the euro, or is it just another false dawn, Lee?
Well, I think if we look at the price action from last week, we did see quite a notable pop higher for the euro. Euro-dollar attempted to break above the 110 level and failed. And it's kind of left it in this kind of 108 to 112 range again, which it has been in place really since last summer. But I suppose even more notably was the euro's advance against the other safe haven currencies like the Swiss franc and yen. We saw euro Swiss record its largest gains since last November. And I think that kind of price action has triggered some initial excitement that the euro could be at a turning point. Similarly, we've also looked at the FX options market as well. And if you look at the options market, it's evident there as well that the kind of demand for kind of euro dollar downside protection in the options market, that has eased as well, especially over the kind of short term period covering the next sort of 1 to 3 months. So it does look like market participants are starting to become less concerned over further downside for the euro going forward. And we think there are probably two main drivers behind this kind of turnaround in sentiment towards the euro in the short term. Firstly, we think there's certainly building evidence that the eurozone economy is coming through the worst point of the COVID-19 crisis. Governments here in Europe continue to reverse the lockdown measures that they put in place. And encouragingly, so far, there has been no kind of significant pickup in new cases. Although we'd still obviously stress at this stage that it is still very, very early days. And if you look at the kind of latest kind of leading indicators as well from Europe, those are also starting to show signs of a pickup in activity going forward. We saw better than expected ZEW and PMI surveys for May, signalling that we're likely past the worst point of the downturn for the European economy. And that's generally kind of backing up the kind of evidence that we've seen as well in the mobility data, which has been improving for a number of weeks now. Secondly, as well, I think the second key reason why the euro is gaining more support in the near term is the release last week of the Franco-German proposal for an EU recovery fund. That proposal would create a mechanism to allow fiscal transfers and would represent, in our view, an important first step towards a fiscal union in Europe. And that obviously would be a welcome development that would help to strengthen the economic recovery in Europe, and also, more importantly, the kind of long-term stability of the monetary union. So to us, that's a big positive, potentially in the short term, and also obviously further out if we see further progress on that front. But at this stage, we're still concerned that there is a risk that proposal from France and Germany that could eventually be watered down before it's agreed by all EU countries. And also the size of the fund as well, put forward as initially at just 500 billion euros, which obviously sounds a lot of money, but potentially may not be sufficient really to kind of deliver the kind of significant boost in confidence triggered to try and lift Eurozone assets and the euro going forward. So yes, definitely a step in the right direction, but still a long way to go, we feel, before this becomes a more significant positive development for the euro. And as we saw from comments last week from French Finance Minister Le Maire, he cautioned that even if they do agree on the recovery fund details, that's not expected to become available until 2021. So I still feel that in the interim period, that it still leaves a heavy burden on the ECB to continue to provide support for the Eurozone economy. And there's still obviously the kind of key unknown in the coming months is how the ECB is likely to respond to the challenge from the German Constitutional Court. That decision from the court a couple of weeks ago that did question the sustainability of ECB stimulus going forward. And until we have kind of greater clarity over how that's going to be resolved, it does make us kind of cautious about chasing the euro much higher from here. And we'd also like to see as well kind of obviously further details over what the likely kind of final form of this EU recovery fund will be. Obviously, in an ideal scenario, it would involve the joint issuance of debt to finance this spending in Europe. Plus, we'd hope as well that it is that financing is provided in the form of grants rather than loans. I think that those developments would be significant at reinforcing confidence in the euro going forward. But like I said, we're not quite at that stage yet. So short term, we kind of agree with the market in terms of we do think the downside risks for the euro in the very near term have eased. But we don't think we're quite at the stage yet where we will see a kind of more sustained strengthening of the euro against the likes of the dollar, Swiss franc and yen, such as we saw back in 2017. We still feel we're still too early for a more sustained strengthening of the euro at this stage. But potentially, if things continue to fall into place going forward, then yes, the outlook for the euro could start to brighten.
All right. Thanks very much for that insight, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
Great. No, thank you. Good to speak to you as always.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.